In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. In today's Gospel, we read one very, very short verse, but that should really have an impact on our lives. When the angel came to the Blessed Virgin, a young woman who was left in the temple by her parents, who grew up in the temple, and who now had been bequeathed to a man who would look after her, he said, "You have found favor before the Lord." And that's a wonderful thing. We are often trying to find favor before others, whether it's at work, friendship, society, even our own families. We're always trying to find favor because we want to be recognized, we want to be accepted. We want to be looked upon in a good way. So, how was it that she found favor in the eyes of God? Was she wealthy? Was she highly educated? Was she a prominent figure in society? Was she one who had a special place? She was such a simple girl, and she found favor before God. God doesn't need us to be anything else other than who we are. God wants us to be ourselves. And the simpler and the more straightforward, the better. God wants us to be those who stand before Him and be ourselves as He created us. We often deal with God the way we deal with other people. We want to do big things so that we can stand before Him justified. Look at the scribes, the Pharisees. The Pharisee who stood in the temple and beat his chest and stood before the people and made prayers in the synagogues and in the public places. They thought that's what God wanted. They made huge offerings and gave a lot. They thought that's what God wanted. But it's the sinner who stood by the side and said, "Lord, I'm not worthy to stand before you." It is the widow who came and placed two mites into the box. It is the woman who came and worshipped at the feet of our Lord. It is blind Bartimaeus who cried out, "Son of David, have mercy upon me." It is these people who appeared justified before the Lord. They were themselves. God has created us in His image and likeness as beautiful beings, as powerful beings. We often strip that beauty away by trying to take on the beauty of the world. We often lose that power by trying to put on the power of the world. But that doesn't get us anywhere. Because the world is a fickle place. It changes constantly. Finding favor in the eyes of people is also dangerous. It's good that we do, but that should not be our target. If it happens because we are faithful, then that's very good. But to actively only try to find favor with people is dangerous. Because people change, and their assessment of us will change. And so therefore we'll be in and out of favor according to that, and we become confused. So today as we stand here, we want to have favor in the eyes of God just by being who we are, standing before Him, lifting our hearts, lifting our praises, coming to Him and saying, "Lord, I come to you with what I have. I desire to find favor before you because you're my Creator and my Father, because I want to make you proud and I want your loving heart to rejoice in my presence with you. Not because I want anything else, but to be your son or your daughter, as my Heavenly Father who looks upon me always. Glory be to God forever. Amen."